Poor Puppet. It seems like there's just never enough money, doesn't it? No matter how much you make, no matter what you do. Especially when you have a mistress who's always sending out such delicious MP3s for you to buy. More money, more money, more money. That's not even counting all the people who are unemployed right now. People who don't have jobs need them. People who have jobs need second jobs. That's all right, Petal. I know how to help. I'll give you a little training. All it takes is relaxing your ideas about gender roles. There are still those typically women's jobs out there for you. Nurse. I think you'd make a good nurse. Give you a little bit of... A little bit of specialized training. I think you should come to work in my office. Put on that cute little uniform. You know the one. Sweet blue scrubs. Oh, you thought I was going to put you in a nursing uniform, didn't you? You pathetic sissy. You were fucking hoping for it, weren't you? Something short to show your ass. Don't you think that would be a little distracting in a medical office? Well, there's still work for you. I think... You could assist with the prostate massages, don't you? A happy prostate is a healthy prostate. It's important to keep them working regularly. In fact, I think I'm going to make it a specialty in the office. Keeping those prostates healthy. Customers coming in. Bending over the examination dip bench. Their elbows propped on the table, their trousers off. One of those undignified little medical gowns, patient gowns, hiked up over their hips. And then you. Right behind them. You. Put your hands, one on each cheek. And spread. Massage gently. With your fingertips. Around the rim. Go on. Do it. You want mistress's practice to be successful, don't you? Gently massage around the rim. And then with his cheeks spread, you'll have to lubricate that hole. Go on now. With my hand against the back of your head, pushing you down. Go on. Lubricate that hole. My hand on the back of your neck, forcing your face into his ass. Wet it. Lick it. Tongue it. Get it wet. Get it slick. And then press your fingertip into that hole. Push it in. Push it in with your fingertip aiming down the path. pad of your finger down toward the floor, toward his belly. Middle finger all the way in. You feel it? That little round knot at the base of his testicles. Massage it. Find it. Are you not finding it? Do I have to show you? Do I have to pull your pants down right there in the office? With you bent down, fingering his ass. Move your hand around and grip his penis at the base. Between your thumb and forefinger, slide along the shaft to just under the glands and massage up and down while you massage his prostate. In the meantime, I'll give you a little demonstration about just where that prostate is. I, of course, I'll use the massager, larger than my little slender fingers. Oh, it's okay, Poppet. I know it looks like it hurts, but you wouldn't want me to shove my fingers in there with my long nails. You get it without loop, though. Pressing hard, tugging. Next time you know what it feels like, you'll make sure that you make his ass good and wet. Because now you know how much it can hurt as I force that toy into you. As you stretch to accommodate, feel that bulbous end enter you. Feel me pointing toward your prostate. And begin to fuck you with it. That's where it is. Feel it right in there. Get your finger right around that spot. Jerk him while you do it. Help him along. Help him along. Do it, Poppet. Lick his ass, get it wetter as you finger him. Massage that cock. Massage that prostate. I think he'd like it if you licked his balls. Pump his cock. Massage that prostate. While I fuck you. While I show you what it's like. While I show you what you're aiming for. Only for you, not the benefit of a reach around. You just work from being fucked. You just getting milked by an impersonal, inhuman little toy that forces into you again and again, adding that little pain as I let it pop out and push back in, your little fuckhole open and gaping to the size of the toy as I push it in and out, the wet sounds of my fucking filling the room as you lean in, fingering him, sucking his balls, jerking his cock like a good little bitch. That's right. That's the job you're being paid to do, isn't it? That's the job you're really being paid for. And you do it all for mistress. You do it all because you just need to hand that money over to mistress. The things you fucking do. Oh, God. The undignified, fucking unsanitary things you do for your mistress. Suck his balls. Suck his fucking balls while he starts to get into it, while he starts to hump back against your face, while he starts to really enjoy your finger in his fucking ass and your hand on his cock as you give him the old rusty trombone. Go on, pump it. pump it, and suck his balls. Suck him while I fuck you. Suck him while I fuck you, and if you make him spill, if you empty that prostate, if he spurts all over that fucking examination table, and you make it happen, maybe then I'll give you a reward. Maybe then I'll give you a little reach around, a little tug, a little squeeze of that fucking cock, but I'll probably do it just as you're about to come, slip backs up, up, up into your balls, stops you from coming just for a moment before it spurts forth. Exploding like nothing you've ever fucking experienced before. Thus ensuring that you come back again and again. Like a fucking addict. Like an ass-licking, ball-sucking, ass-fucked addict. I think you can do that job, don't you?